Recording in progress. Okay, I think the recording has started, so we can get started. I did send you over the questions so that way there was no surprises. So thank you for doing the that ethics form, which I need to also sign myself. But anyways, so let's firstly, do you want to know a bit about the project to kind of just start? So basically, this project is for my anthropological studies in the Caribbean and Latin America. Basically, what we're doing is that we're interviewing people in Canada that are from those continents. And basically, we're going to take their stories and put them all into one website so that way people can view it, experience, learn. And it's overall going to be this incredible, beautiful thing. So I have a partner. He has actually done another interview. So this is my interview with you. And yeah, we're going to get started with the general introduction. So here we have like what part of the Caribbean are you from? What brought you and your family to Canada? And how much family do you have here living in Canada with you from the Caribbean? Feel free to introduce.
Okay, so my family's from Jamaica, and majority of our family is now either in Canada or the United States, mostly being in Canada. My mom has eight siblings, and I believe three of which are still in Jamaica,
Oh,
but the
okay.
rest are here. Actually, the rest are. Sorry, let me do quick math. Three in Jamaica, four here, one in America.
And just kind of diving a bit deeper, where in Canada would you say most of your mom's siblings are located in?
Throughout Ontario.
Throughout Ontario. And I can assume closer to Toronto.
Yes.
Yeah, so for this project as well, we were looking for people from Ottawa, but I wanted to particularly tackle the GTA area because I feel like there's a huge Caribbean culture there as well, and I think that's very lovely. And for the one that is in the US, where are they from? Where are they located right now in the US?
I don't think he's there legally, so I don't know.
Well, you know,
Knows?
it's the experience.
Yeah.
Honest, who knows? But totally cool. I'm so glad to learn about that. So let's get into the community and heritage part. So do you live in an area with a large Caribbean community? What language slash vernaculars are spoken, and do you speak or understand any of them?
Okay, so being from Richmond Hill, no. But being slightly north of Toronto, yes, if you understand what I mean.
I do, I do.
'Cause like living in Richmond Hill, the Caribbean culture is absolutely zero. But driving just like 15 minutes south into Toronto, it's huge, right? And I do not at least Jamaica's dialect is Patois, which is English. It's just broken English. I don't speak it, but I completely understand it. And it's honestly so funny because it's something I grew up with, and it's something I've always like understood. Therefore, whenever my mom is speaking Patois in front of me and my friends are around and they don't get it, I'm like, but she's speaking English.
No, exactly. I feel that. Actually, when I was looking up and like reformatting the questions, I put in the notes here Patois because I was like, obviously. But I think that's really cool. Like, what are kind of some of the words that like stick out to you a lot, or what are some very common sayings?
Common sayings. My mom doesn't use common sayings because she doesn't. I feel like a lot of parents have their go-to sayings. My mom doesn't do that. She has a go-to look for every
Okay.
situation.
I love that, honestly.
It's actually really funny because the other night I'm like, hey mom, I'm going out. And she's like,
Iconic, iconic.
should have asked.
Oh. No, and I think that's like really, really cool that we're looking at potpies in different vernaculars. Anyways, what are some notable celebrations? When which ones are the most important to you?
Okay, so I did look at that question and I'm like, nothing really differs because Jamaica is a very like Christian country, right? So typically everything we celebrate here is celebrated there in the aspect of faith. But they do have carnival, which
Yes.
we would look at as Caravana or Toronto Caribbean Carnival. But a lot of people don't realize they're completely different times during the year. So carnival in the islands is typically right before Lent.
Oh.
So carnival time just actually passed. And carnival there is completely different to what we do here. Like, ever seen like a holy celebration?
I've not holy celebration. I have definitely seen like a couple videos of like the parades and whatnot and like the kind of pageant aspect of it, I
Fair,
guess.
yeah, they do that too, but with Holi, it's an Indian celebration. It's a lot of colors, and they're like throwing
Oh,
colors and like paints and stuff. They
Yeah.
do that during Carnival, like, but with
Really?
balloons. It's like paint-filled balloons, and so it's like a mixture of Holi and Caribbean Carnival as we see it here, like kind of mashed into one. It's actually really cool.
And that's like a very huge part of the Caribbean as well, because there's so many different types of people that are coming together. There's so many cultures that are being represented, if you will. And I think your point about like Christian holidays, I am curious, in comparison to kind of Christian holidays here in Canada, what are some, I guess, unique aspects that Jamaica kind of brings to those cultures? Any particular foods or traditions that might differ or are unique?
So for Easter, I know like here during Easter, we're not supposed to do the whole meat thing, but there during Easter, they typically just, it's just fish and then spice bun and cheese.
Okay.
That is food for Easter. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
I think one thing that my family does is of course garlic pork for Christmas. I'm not sure if you do that as well. I think that's a Guyanese thing. Right. But no, super cool. And I think the different types of foods is honestly the food is incredible. Like that's really yeah, the food is incredible, incredible. So there's kind of two questions here. How do you celebrate your heritage? And what values do you hold most dear to you that come from your community? And those might be kind of odd questions. So yeah, do you have an answer for that? Any insight?
Sorry, could you repeat the first one?
The first one, how do you celebrate your heritage?
Honestly, I don't. In the
And
aspect that being Jamaican is just like a celebration in itself, because like I feel like when you're Jamaican, everyone knows you're Jamaican. I've quite literally been told, you look Jamaican.
what does that mean?
Exactly. What does that mean? Who knows? But as the most like known Caribbean island, like when people hear you're from the Caribbean, they go, oh, Jamaica. Right? So I don't really celebrate being Jamaican because I feel like it's a celebration in itself.
It's like every day
Yeah.
almost. It's a like a huge part of who you are. And I think that's a very interesting perspective. It's different. And not different actually. I think it's unique and I mean love it, honestly. So kind of moving on to that second question, what are some values that you hold that come from that place?
Okay, well, my mom always instilled in me family. And I have a huge family. So I have five brothers, sorry, four brothers on my mom's side, and then my dad has 12 kids. It's
Huge family.
huge family. So I've always been taught to be there when I can be, but like also not to exert myself for the good of others. But I like to always try to be there, at least for my siblings,
That's incredible, really.
because there's so many of them.
Little army.
My dad could have two basketball teams.
Honestly, I think that's very incredible. Are most of them tall?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, not a single short one at
The
all.
genes are strong.
I mean, other than the 7-year-old.
Makes sense, but we'll give it a couple of years. We'll give it a couple of years. No, and I think that's super cool. I think actually the aspect of family is something that's really huge in the Caribbean as well. And I think as a stem from that, as well as respecting elders is a very huge part of that. How are you con do you feel connected to that part? Is that a value you hold?
So I feel like respecting your elders is very instilled in Caribbean children. However, in this day and age, I feel like we've come to a point where we've learned to stand up for ourselves, because it's one thing to respect your elders, and it's another to completely sit there and accept being annihilated, which
Absolutely.
90% of the time is exactly what's being done to you.
I see. Very, very interesting. So, looking at the next question here, would you like to share, sorry, what would you like to share about yourself or your community that you think is important for people to know?
Nothing specifically about myself, but not every Caribbean is Jamaican.
No, speak on it,
Not,
speak on
and I feel like that's something so many people get so offended, because like when people are like, "Oh my God, you're Caribbean, you must be Jamaican." It's like, no, there are so many countries in the Caribbean,
it.
and like other Caribbean countries just feel so looked over because of Jamaicans. And as a Jamaican, I'm sorry, but we are the center of attention. I understand that, but there are others.
There are other, you want to give credit, you want to give praise.
Exactly.
Interesting, very interesting. I love that. And I think we touched on this question kind of beforehand, but what foods remind you of your home, and where do you purchase your groceries to prepare any traditional meals if you cook?
Okay. So Danforth Food Market.
Danforth Food Market.
And things that remind me of Jamaica per se, ackee and saltfish. I love a good ackee and saltfish, which honestly, I didn't realize until I spent the summer there when I was 10 that that is a breakfast food.
Okay. I
Because
think that's, yeah.
I always grew up eating it for dinner because that's when my mom would make it, but it's a breakfast food.
Breakfast food. And sorry, the ackee and saltfish. Describe the meal a bit more.
So ackee is Jamaica's national fruit, but it needs to be cooked, because if it is not cooked, it can be poisonous.
No.
And then the saltfish is, I think it's codfish, but salted, right?
Okay.
So then you have to boil off like majority of the salt. Otherwise, it's inedible because of the amount of salt.
High sodium, high sodium. Sounds like it. Out of curiosity, like, are there any particular like desserts or any kind of spots that you can find in Toronto or Ontario that really like hit home for you?
No, I can't say so, because I've never really been one for Jamaican desserts. Honestly, most it's like black cake and then pudding. And
Black cake, yeah.
it's not like a westernized pudding, it's like a cake per se. But I do love black cake, but I make my own, so
Absolutely.
I don't have any recommendations on that aspect. And I have tried Jamaican restaurants, however, couldn't recommend any of them either because I can't say anything is better than my mom's cooking.
I think a parent's cooking, a grandmother's cooking even, it will surprise any restaurant, really.
Exactly.
Up until the grandmas decide to open up their own, truly. But no, I think that's like very interesting. Black cake is also really good. I've
It
had some
is.
myself. I would just grab it by the slice and eat it. And I don't think my parents knew. But we don't tell. Anyways, so kind of moving on to the last section here. Apologies. We're looking at the project questions. So I told you a bit earlier about the website. And I just want to ask you, since this interview is part of a larger project to tell the stories of Latin American and Caribbean Canadians using a website that displays this information, does this sound like a concept that you would be interested in or communities in Canada would be interested in?
I would definitely be interested in it because I feel that there are a lot of first gen Canadian children that feel neither here nor there in the aspect of you're too Caribbean for the Canadian kids, or you're too Canadian for the Caribbean kids, and just someone that falls in the middle. I feel like it could be very intriguing for like finding more people like you that can relate to you, whereas you've kind of just been living in a state of purgatory in a way.
Purgatory, absolutely. And I think that education, it would bring a lot of education and would really help to bring a huge aspect of history. I'm not sure if we've talked about it as of now, but Toronto especially, Caribbean people have contributed an immense amount of culture. And even like the Toronto man accent, a lot of that is just a Caribbean accent. And
Yeah.
I think that would be a huge part. Actually, you know what? Like, let's speak on it. You've obviously been to Toronto. You're in the GTA. How have you seen Caribbean people like influence the culture?
So, I would say that they are a huge influence. However, they are definitely disappointed in the Toronto man accent because 90% of them feel like they're just being mocked, first off. Secondly, the tr none of those Toronto mans actually sound like that.
Yeah, no. The one thing in on the internet?
Yeah, it's awful. It's so bad.
It is, yeah.
They're making a mockery and they don't care. And I find it so funny and entertaining, but I understand how people are offended by it.
Yeah, it's something to it's yeah. It's I'm not sure to laugh uncomfortably or to laugh at them. Like, what are we doing? It's you know what? Lock it up, truly. I think the most shocking part is when I hear a Toronto man accent come from someone in Ottawa.
Oh no.
Yeah. You know, especially when they are a young child who grew up in like suburban Ottawa. It's like, what are we doing? Why? But that's a whole separate conversation. Going back to the website for a moment, how would you use this website? I think we kind of already touched on that, but what are some ideas that you personally would contribute to the project?
I feel like adding, like, not a dating app aspect, but like a find a friend aspect, you know,
Ooh.
to be able to see, like, if this person's nearby, maybe, like, make a friend, like, talk
Networking?
about your experience. Exactly.
Networking, connecting communities. I think that would actually be really cool. So you want, like, from this website, not only for a place to be educated, but also to connect people from a variety of cultures. Sound about right?
Yep.
And we can shed light on other Caribbean countries as well, right? Absolutely, absolutely. And do you have any final comments, questions, or concerns that you would like to ask about the project or at all? And speak your mind, truly. No, we're all good. Okay, well, I think with that, thank you so much for being a part of my interview today. This has been an incredible experience. And I hope that maybe when we get the final project all finished up and done, you'll be able to see it for yourselves. I think with that, we can end things off. Have a good day. Right, Taryn? Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Bye.